Chapter 1. A Revolution Begins. I wrote my first software program when I was 13 years old. It was for playing tic-tac-toe. The computer I used was huge and cumbersome and slow and absolutely compelling. Cutting a bunch of teenagers loose on a computer was the idea of the Mothers Club at Lakeside School in Seattle. The mothers decided that the proceeds from a big rummage sale should go to installing a terminal and buying computer time for the students. Letting students at a computer was a pretty progressive idea in the late 1960s, and a decision I'll always be grateful for. The computer terminal didn't have a screen. To play, we typed in our moves on a typewriter-style keyboard and then sat around until the results came chugging out of a loud printing device. We'd rush over to take a look and see who'd won or decide on a next move. A game of tic-tac-toe that would take 30 seconds with a pencil and paper might eat up most of a lunch period. But who cared? There was just something neat about the machine. I realized later that part of the appeal must have been that here was an enormous, expensive, grown-up machine, and we, the kids, could control it. We were too young to drive or do any of the other things adults could have fun at, but we could give this big machine orders, and it would always obey. Computers are great because when you're working with them, you get immediate results. You know right away whether your program works. It's feedback you don't get from many other kinds of activities. The feedback from simple programs is particularly unambiguous. To this day, it thrills me to know that if I can get a program right, it will always work perfectly, every time, just the way I told it to. Experiencing this thrill was the beginning of my fascination with software. As my friends and I got more confident, we started to mess around with the computer, speeding things up when we could or making the games more difficult. One of my friends at Lakeside developed a program in BASIC that simulated Monopoly play. BASIC, Beginner's All-Purpose Symbolic Instruction Code. As its name suggests, is a relatively easy-to-learn programming language we use to develop increasingly complex programs. My friend figured out how to make the computer play hundreds of games really fast. We fed it instructions to test our various methods of play. We wanted to discover what strategies won most. And chug-a-chug, the computer told us. Like all kids, we not only fooled around with our toys, we changed them. If you've ever watched kids with a cardboard carton and a box of crayons create a spaceship with cool control panels or listen to their improvised rules, red cars can jump all others. You know that this impulse to make a toy do more is at the heart of innovation. It's the essence of creativity.